This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The 18th International Olympiad on Astronomy and Astrophysics kicked off in Mumbai today. In his video message, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "It is a joy to connect with more than 300 shining stars from 64 countries. He welcomed them to India for the prestigious event.
"It is a joy to connect with more than 300 shining stars from 64 countries. I warmly welcome you to India for the 18th International Olympiad on Astronomy and Astrophysics."
Mr. Modi said India proudly contributes to global mega science projects like Square Kilometer Array. This is the largest international Olympiad on astronomy and astrophysics till date. Nearly 300 students from 64 countries, including Ghana, as an observer country, participating in this 10-day event. The prestigious event is being hosted by the Homi Bhabha Center for Science Education, Tata Institute of Fundamental Research in Mumbai. The government has approved 4 new semiconductor manufacturing units in Odisha, Punjab and Andhra Pradesh with an estimated cost of 4,594 crore rupees. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw made the announcement while briefing media in New Delhi today about the cabinet decision taken under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
आज 4 सेमीकंडक्टर प्रोजेक्ट्स अप्रूव हुए हैं, 2 ओडिशा में, 1 पंजाब में और 1 आंध्र। 4,594 करोड़ रुपीस के इन्वेस्टमेंट से 2022 में जब सेमीकंडक्टर मिशन लॉन्च हुआ, माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी का दूरदर्शी नेतृत्व है जिसके तहत उन्होंने एक लॉन्ग टर्म स्ट्रेटजी के तहत काम चालू किया और कंप्लीट इकोसिस्टम पे ध्यान देने का प्रधानमंत्री जी का हमेशा मार्गदर्शन रहा। तो अब कंप्लीट इकोसिस्टम डिजाइन, वेफर, वेफर फैब्रिकेशन, पैकेजिंग, मैन्युफैक्चरिंग ऑफ कंपोनेंट्स, असेंबली, टेस्टिंग, फाइनल प्रोडक्शन, हर चीज पे, इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स के हर सेक्टर पे, हर डायमेंशन पे काम चल रहा है।
Information and Broadcasting Minister said the government has approved the Lucknow Metro Phase 1B with an estimated cost of over 5,801 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnaw said the government has given its nod for the Tato second hydroelectric project with a capacity of 700 megawatt to be built in Sri Yomi district of Arunachal Pradesh within 6 years. The Parliament has passed the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025 with the approval of the Rajya Sabha. The National Sports Governance Bill seeks to provide for recognition of national sports bodies and regulate their functioning. The National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025 seeks to amend the National Anti-Doping Act 2022. The Lok Sabha has passed the Indian Ports Bill 2025. The bill seeks to consolidate the law relating to ports, promote integrated port development, facilitate ease of doing business, and ensure the optimum utilization of India's coastline. The lower house has also passed the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2025. Later, the Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day following uproar by opposition over the SIR issue. The house will meet again on the 18th of this month. The government has imposed new restrictions on imports of certain jute-based products from Bangladesh. A notification issued by the Directorate General of Foreign Trade yesterday stated that items such as jute fabrics, twine, ropes and bags can now enter India only through the Nhava Sheva seaport in Maharashtra, effective immediately. India's retail inflation moderated to 8-year low of 1.55% in July, down from 2.1% in June. According to data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, it is the lowest year-on-year inflation rate after June 2017. In Wushu, Namrata Batra scripted history by India's first ever medal in Wushu at World Games in Chengdu, China. She lost to local favourite Meng Yu Chen 0-2 in the gold medal match of women's 52kg category this evening. Namrata stormed into the final after a dominant win over the Philippines' Crisan Faith Collado. And that is the end of this news bulletin.